Thank you, Chris. And the final news roundup this week tells of an initiative to help older and disabled people have an easier bus journey. And the new Rose Lane car park is praised by councillors. And it is just possible, and I repeat, just possible, that Norwich City Chairman may trip the Light Fantastic on Strictly this autumn. And a few more bits and pieces as well.
Older and disabled people are set for easier bus journeys thanks to a new scheme which will provide a little extra help with travelling. A set of cards with a number of clear messages and requests have been produced, which passengers will be able to show to bus drivers on all the local bus operators. The printed messages include ones which ask drivers to face the person and speak clearly as they lip read, or be direct as the holder of card is autistic. Be patient as the passenger has a hidden disability. Count change out for passengers. The cards, which can be found on Norfolk County Council's website, have been developed by the Norfolk Bus Forum, working with Norfolk County Council and bus officers. Edward Bates from the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind was on the working group which helped come up with the cards. He said, "I hope it will make people a bit more confident travelling on buses. It can be difficult to travel if you have a disability, and it can make you quite nervous if you're worried about whether you will be able to get on a bus and whether you will be able to get a seat. I am positive that these cards and the training which drivers will get will mean people with disabilities do have the confidence to use buses."
A new £7 million multi-storey car park, which opened in Norwich earlier this summer, has been praised by councillors as helping to kick-start the regeneration of the part of the city nearby. The new 595-space Rose Lane car park opened in May after 2 years in the making. Designed and developed by German Huber Car Park Systems, the project includes solar panels, a secure bicycle lock-up, and office and cafe space. And council leaders say the next step will be to develop the former Rose Lane car park, which is earmarked for hundreds of new homes. Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for Resources and Business Liaison at Norwich City Council, said, "The relocation of the car park to the new site frees up the larger former site, which together with adjacent land provides further opportunity for regeneration. The council is currently considering options for the redevelopment of the land in its ownership to be considered by the council's cabinet." He added that the innovative design of the car park had significantly improved the streetscape.
"He is more used to life in the boardroom than the ballroom. However, if rumours are true, Norwich City Chairman Ed Balls is getting ready to trip the Light Fantastic on the BBC. It's being reported that Mr. Balls is set to make a bid for television stardom on the upcoming series of Strictly Come Dancing. Widespread reports in the national media have suggested that the former MP has signed up for the annual dance competition, alongside with other rumoured participants Will Young and Louise Redknapp. The city chairman is no stranger to television competitions, having previously appeared on the Great Sport Relief Bake Off, and he recently turned down the opportunity to feature in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The news has been met with a mixed reaction on social media, with concerns about how competing will affect his role as club chairman."
One of the city's fish and chip shops has proved it is far from floundering, after being named as one of the country's best. Grosvenor Fish Bar, Lower Goats Lane, has made the regional shortlist for the 2017 Independent Fish and Chip Shop of the Year competition. It will now compete with five other chippies in the east of England to reach the finals. Christian Motter, a co-owner, said, "It's really amazing to have been nominated. There are lots of good fish and chip shops in the city, so this is great news. We try to create a friendly vibe where people can have a really good meal without breaking the bank too much."
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are also pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And we will return your call as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk.
Please return your Chatterbox recording to us, put it in the wallet, turn over the address label and pop it in the postbox. There is no need for a stamp. Your readers on part one were Paddy Watkins and Ian Robertson. The feature was read by Sarah Lusher, and Chris Skinner wrote and presented his Nature Notes.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's Chatterbox. This edition was recorded by Eddie Elmhurst, and the editor was Peter Wilson. All items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts full responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, on behalf of everyone here at Chatterbox, until next week, it's cheerio from Pauline Goldsworthy.
And from Peter Walsh.
Goodbye.
Bye.